January 31st, 2012, 16 hours, 55 minutes, 29 seconds.
Airstream Rescue, Bonjour.
Hey, it's the RJOC Watch Officer calling. Just had a question here. Someone from Canada.com tweaked me about a possible ongoing fire involving a member of a Ranger Patrol Group.
Nothing we're aware of.
No? He's been giving them some kind of heads up there, a possible 14-year-old missing. And
they phoned yesterday asking for support. We didn't have anything we could give them. And appears like, I mean, you get your information just like I do. They have a camera that they're going to look under the water and see if some tracks leading up to a hole in the ice, if they see the snow machine or the person in there. But I just got that off Google, so I'm sure you can do the same thing.
Yeah.
But we're not involved in anything. No. The answer, short answer is no.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 20 hours, 34 minutes, 12 seconds.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
It's Captain Kimbrell at Alpha Headquarters in D201 here.
Uh-huh.
We have an incident ongoing up in McCovey with a missing junior Canadian Ranger.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've just gotten a call from Gander from the Rangers, and I guess there's been a major development. Is they found the skidoo on an ice floe they can't get at. What is the process to engage resources to fly there and get this checked over, like to be partake in the search, I guess?
I'm
it's out of my loop, but they're kind of calling anybody that's available right now, I guess, to engage.
I'll have my captain here step on the line.
Okay.
Stand by line, sir.
Yep.
January 31st, 2012, 20 hours, 35 minutes, 34 seconds.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing all right.
It's Captain Ken Fertile up at Alpha Headquarters in D201.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're aware of the junior Canadian Ranger that's missing up in the McCovey area of Labrador.
Yeah, we heard about it yesterday.
Okay, I've just gotten a call from the Rangers. They've just gotten a call from McCovey directly, stating that they've spotted the skidoo on an ice floe. And I guess they're going to be requiring air assets to go and check this thing out here. What's the process?
Through EMO.
Through EMO.
Yeah. And, I mean, they have charter services and they have all kinds, they have their own assets.
In
Newfoundland and Labrador.
In Newfoundland and Labrador, so.
So us circumventing that is not the proper.
No, that's what I know. I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
I'm in casualty management.
Okay.
And they're calling me because I guess I'm one of the few guys still around there this time of the day.
Yeah.
So they should be contacting Newfoundland's EMO?
That's when the call to us has to come from.
Okay.
Because they do the staff check whether they can support it, and then the call comes to us, and then we go to our boss.
Right.
And he'll say whether he can support it. And we don't have a HERC right now, so
right.
I don't know whether the major will or not, because we had this request yesterday, and we turned it down.
For the search?
Yes.
Yeah, but now they've spotted the skidoo.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're trying to determine if the guy's alive, and that's beyond me.
I'm
this poor messenger here trying to get the find out the process.
Yep.
So it's EMO Newfoundland they need to contact.
Yep.
Do you have a contact?
They have all that.
In Gander? Oh.
The RCMP.
Yes.
Will have an EMO officer.
Okay.
And he should be the one that's making the request.
Okay, then. So it's the EMO they need to contact, bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'll try that and see where we go.
Okay.
Thanks.
January 31st, 2012, 20 hours, 41 minutes, 51 seconds.
You have reached Canadian Forces Base.
Telephone East, Halifax operator.
Hi, this is Corporal Barker calling from Halifax Search and Rescue.
Yes.
I'm having a problem getting hold of Goose Bay. Can you put me through the Goose Bay switchboard?
Do you have an extension number over there? A moment, hold the line.
Thank you.
January 31st, 2012, 20 hours, 42 minutes, 39 seconds.
Hello.
This is MGZ. Can I help you?
Is this Goose Bay?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, I'm looking for Goose Bay Ops.
This is Goose Bay Military Coordination Center, sir. Go ahead.
Perfect. This is Corporal Parker calling from Halifax Search and Rescue.
How you doing?
We're just looking for your availability of your SAR.
Hopefully we should find out within a couple of minutes. They did have a maintenance problem, and they're taking her in the process of taking her out and doing a maintenance run now.
Maintenance run, okay.
So hopefully should know something pretty soon.
Would you be able to call us back?
I could give you a call back, and let's see now, and I'll give you another number. Captain Dan Gillis. Dan will be flying.
What's the base number there?
555. That's CSN.
Okay.
And give me your number there in case you don't get over to them. I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, that'd be probably better. It's 1-800.
For anybody in particular, or?
Just ask for the air coordinator.
Air coordinator?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yep, seems like I expect a call in a minute on the radio, and
right,
and I'll give me, I'll give you a call.
Okay, thank you.
I guess it.
Bye.
Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 20 hours, 51 minutes, 57 seconds.
Sea Rescue, bonjour.
Yes, good evening. It's Paul Peddle calling from Fire and Emergency Services over in St. John's.
Yeah.
How are you this evening?
Fine.
That's good. Yesterday, we put a request into you folks. Unfortunately, you weren't able to help us.
Mm-hmm.
In McCovic, Labrador, where there was a 14-year-old boy missing.
Mm-hmm.
He had gone on his skidoo. And the police tracked the skidoo yesterday to the edge of the water. And they were able to put underwater cameras down today and found the skidoo and the gas can. But where it is, they seem to think there is a possibility he could have made it to shore. Now, the question is, are ye able to do a search?
Okay. Right now, we don't have a Hercules. We're broken.
Okay.
We got a call already about this afternoon, and we were doing a little staff checking. We're also U.S. right now in Goose Bay, but they're on a test flight for that.
Okay.
So, and Gander would have to be approved by the OIC. Are you flying any, do you have any air resources available?
No, not this evening. We don't. Once it comes dark, we're out of service.
Did you fly them today?
No, we did not, because we only received the request no more than 3 minutes ago.
Okay, do you have a lap long where this position, where they found the snowmobile?
No, I don't, but all I have is the phone number of the RCMP contact.
Can you get me that lap long, please, and we'll all try and get the... I'll try and get a hold of the OIC at the same time.
Okay, will do, sir. I'll call you right back.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
January 31st, 2012, 20 hours, 53 minutes, 37 seconds.
The rescue center in Halifax. So you leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Merci. Bonne journée.
To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, boss, it's Casey. The McCovic case has opened up again. They found the snowmobile underwater. They're requesting some air support for a search up there tonight. Give me a call back at...
January 31st, 2012, 20 hours, 57 minutes, 21 seconds.
Sea Rescue, bonjour.
Hi, it's Paul Bettle again from Fire and Emergency Services.
Yes?
I told you something incorrect. The Skidoo, it was not found down in the water. It was found on top of the ice. That's why they think that he must have headed inland or gone somewhere. Anyway, I've got the longitude and the latitude.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 55.14714 latitude.
55.14714
latitude. And 59.07016 longitude.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't have anything rigged yet, and I'm talking, just waiting for a call back from my OIC.
Okay.
He's the approving authority on it. And,
all right.
I need your number there, Paul. I'll just make
sure you can reach you. Sure. You can get me at... That's my house.
Okay, and what are they doing right now as far as searching?
They're still searching the area by snow machine. It's getting dark up there now. That's the problem. And they seem to think there's a definite possibility that this boy, he's only 14 years old, could still be alive. The Skidoo did not go in the water. They found it, believe it or not, only about a kilometer or two away from where they were searching yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we'd appreciate your help.
Right.
You can do it.
I'll see what he feels we need to do on that. Okay, do you have any kind of indication of the local weather?
No, I don't, but I can get you that in a second and call you right back.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 6 minutes, 8 seconds.
Hello?
Hey, boss, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
McCovic has reared its head again.
Oh, is that right, eh?
They said they found the machine on the ice. They're requesting assistance. We don't have a Herc.
Right.
We have an Aurora on standby. Goose Bay is on a test flight right now. So it's 400 miles for the Cormorant.
Okay.
They say they, Paul Petal is saying that they think he may have walked away. They didn't do any air searching today because they just found the machine when it was coming here dark.
How long is the test flight for Goose?
We're not sure yet. They're up right now.
Okay, so...
Say again?
Should know soon if they come up serviceable then?
They should know shortly, yes.
Okay, well, if they come up serviceable in the Rainbow, we could send Goose for sure, but sending Gander when we have no Herc, not too sure about that. What time does it get dark up there?
Oh, it'd be dark already, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, how efficient are we going to be at night anyway doing that?
I don't know, boss.
Yeah. Well, let's just see what Goose Bay says. If they're serviceable, if not, my first instinct would be that I don't want to send a Cormorant up there if...
Okay, I've got an Aurora that's going flying, but I don't think that'd have any value in that area.
Well, the Aurora might have the flare and all that stuff. I don't know. For a high, just to say we send something, maybe. They have definitely better suited capability in the Herc to look for something like that.
Yeah.
So maybe we could, if the OR is on standby, maybe we could send him up there for a quick sweep, you know, at altitude, if the 444 is not available.
Okay, if 444 doesn't come up within the next, we'll say, 45 minutes,
yeah,
I'll send the Aurora up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, then.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Captain McDonald.
Hey, Kristen, Dan.
Yeah, it's KC, actually.
Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Okay.
Wrong one.
How are you guys looking?
Right now, we had an oil line that was replaced, and it has a small leak, but we just did the ground run, so they should be tightening it up, and we should be good to go in about an hour or so.
Good to go in 1 hour?
Yeah, they are both.
Okay, I'm going to need you to go up to Mikovic.
Okay.
And do a search for the 14-year, I'm sure you're familiar.
Yeah.
14-year-old position, and all that stuff I can get ready for you, and then we can talk, or you can talk with Kristen, because he'll be taking over for me in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
But it's basically the 14-year-old boy went through the ice, they think maybe, but he may have made it to shore, and
so they're looking for like
that. Yeah, so it's been a couple of days, but we've got a pretty accurate lap long we found the machine.
Okay.
So you think about 45 minutes you'll know for sure?
They're both. What I'll do is I'll start eating, and we'll start trying to get the wing commander on board and all that good stuff. And
okay.
Try to take care of some of the admin stuff.
Okay, so you're going to call me back by, we'll say, 2200 Zulu?
Sure, I'll give you a call back and give you an update.
Okay, and if you guys are U.S., I'm going to send an Aurora up, so...
No worries.
Okay.
We'll let you know as soon as we do.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 7 minutes, 49 seconds.
G-Rescue, bonjour.
Good day, Captain Gill from 444. Is the air control in there, please?
Just stand by 1 second.
You have an assistant, go ahead.
Hi, no, it's Captain Gill from 444, and MCC was just saying that you guys wanted if we're serviceable.
January 31st, 2012. 21 hours, 7 minutes, 49 seconds.
Good day, Captain Gill from 444. Is the air control in there, please?
Just stand by 1 second. You have an assistant. Go ahead.
Hi, no, it's Captain Gill from 444, and MPC was just saying that you guys wondered if we're serviceable.
Oh, yes, they're calling from Goose Bay.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a small leak in the line they just replaced, so we should be serviceable in an hour or so. Was there something coming down the pipe, or?
We're just possibly projecting for the Makovic case there.
Okay.
They requested air support again. We're just getting permission through the OIC here.
Okay.
So it's possible.
Would you be looking at something tonight or for tomorrow?
I'm not sure. We're still in the planning.
Okay. Just for you guys' info, I'm the only AC up here right now. The major's away. And I started at 12 today for crew day. But if you're looking at something for first light, I can easily go to ground now.
I'll let you talk to the captain here.
Okay.
Stand by. Yeah, Captain McDonald.
Captain McDonald.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 11 minutes, 31 seconds.
Hello?
Yes, Paul Peddle, please.
Speaking.
Yeah, Paul, it's the RCC calling.
Yes.
I talked to my boss. We've got a 412 in Goose Bay that they think will be serviceable in 45 minutes to 1 hour.
Okay, great.
He's willing to send that up to have a look.
Great. The weather up here is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I got better coordinates here for you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 550915.8 north.
Okay, which format are you giving me this in?
My friend, I don't know. It's all Dutch to me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Laugh. I mean, we have to know where to go.
Well, how about if you speak directly to the RCMP there?
Normal,
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And, I mean, you might want to just consider giving that a quick learn, because if you're going to pass those on to us, we certainly don't want to send any resources.
Definitely.
Okay,
great. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 15 minutes, 43 seconds.
RCMP McCulloch.
Yes, hi. Could I speak to Corporal Vardy, please?
1 second, please.
Corporal Vardy speaking.
Hey, it's Captain McCulloch calling from the Rescue Center. How are you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good, thank you. I was talking to Paul Petalin, and he requested some air assistance.
Yes.
We have a 412 in Goose Bay that we're expecting will be serviceable by 2200 Zulu, and that shoots about 45 minutes from now. So, yeah, should that come serviceable, we're going to task that to go up and have a look for you.
Okay.
We need the most accurate position that you have.
The best thing we have is 55-09-158 and 59-02-244.
Okay. Which format are you giving this in? Do you know, or where?
What format is that, Bruce?
Latin long.
Just straight Latin long. So 55-09-15.8.
15.8, Barry?
Yep.
Okay, yep.
Okay, that's 59-02-24.4.
59-02-24.4. Yep.
Okay. Now, that's quite a ways. How far away is that from his parents' house?
That's probably about 10 kilometers from his parents' house.
Now, why would
11.4 kilometers.
11.4. So why would he go up in that area? We're just trying to... where would we be looking? Is he just on an escape route, or is it between somebody's houses, or?
No, it's on broken ice, out of the harbor, heading out.
Heading out to sea?
Yep.
So there's no reason for him to be out there other than he just wanted to get away, or?
Either he's lost, totally lost, not sure where he was going.
Uh-huh.
Or the other option may be he wanted to go to Goose Bay and he thought the ice was frozen all the way to Goose Bay. He was going to follow the track of the Ranger,
okay,
which would be the boat track, right? And I don't see why that would ever,
uh-huh.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay.
But
so what did you want us to do, a shoreline search, or what did you have in mind?
We're looking at a shoreline search, and especially in that area, because that snowmobile is about 400 feet, say 400 yards or so from the shore.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any chance he made it into the shore, we'd like to be able to get in there.
So that's Cape Strawberry, basically.
Yes, it is, yeah. Cape Strawberry, yeah.
So just trying to get an idea of how big of an area. So you want a shoreline search around Cape Strawberry. Would he climb up on those hills? They look pretty steep.
Pretty steep, yeah. But along that shore there, if there's anywhere along that shore from...
Cape Strawberry all the way up to, what's that other cape that's over there? See if I can scroll down and get it to read. Cape Makovic, it looks like.
Cape Makovic, yeah.
Makovic, excuse me.
Well,
yeah, that's Cape Strawberry. It's not frozen out to Strawberry Island or any of those places, is it?
No, it's not frozen out to Strawberry
Island.
Frozen ice is just around that area. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, we'll go all around that bay as best we can.
Mostly that cape. The cape is be the main point. That
cape
around
Strawberry.
That cape... And in towards McCulloch itself, along by Ford's Bight.
By Ford's Bight. Okay, I got that, yeah. Okay. All right, we won't know for sure until about 2200 Zulu.
Okay.
And we'll be touching base with you then.
Okay.
Let you know whether they're en route or if we have to come up with another plan. We have an Aurora, but it'd be very limited value in that area.
Yeah.
And Hercules is broken right now, so...
Okay, so what's the one, the 412, is it?
It's the 412 out of Goose Bay.
That's at the 444? 444?
444 squadron, yes.
Yep.
So we'll have them come up, and if they're able to help, may run into a crew day issue where they may get one bag of gas doing the search around there, but that'll probably be about all they can do.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
We'll keep in touch with you. You'll be at this number all the time?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 21 minutes, 40 seconds.
Pop, Scott Mudlow.
Hey, it's KC in Halifax. How you doing?
Good.
I've got a task, 444 Squadron. We got that 14-year-old boy up in Makovic.
Uh-huh.
The Mage does not want to send our Cormorant that far north with no Herc to back us up down south here.
Yeah.
So, you okay with that?
You've contacted them?
I have, and they're U.S. right now, but they think they're going to be serviceable by 2200.
14-year-old boy? Oh, yeah.
Up in Makovic, that ranger.
I saw that.
M-A-K-K-O-V-I-K.
O-V-I-K, okay. When do you think they'll be airborne?
22-ish, we're going to have a better idea. They're still broken right now.
Okay. All right, I'll hold off again until you...
Hold off which? On the tasking?
Tasking, yeah. But,
If you could task them now, that would be great, and then that'll be one less step for us to take care of.
Okay, do you think they can go?
I think they will. They just had an oil line leak.
Okay.
And they got to do a ground run. I think they got it all tightened up.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's what you want. No
I
problem.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 31 minutes. 14 seconds.
Rescue, bonjour.
Hey, Captain Little AOC, what's the case number for your Makovic?
The case number for the Makovic is 0140.
0140. Thank you.
All right.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 33 minutes. 58 seconds.
It's not a valid number. Welcome to Five Wing Goose Bay. For service in English, please press 1. For service in French, if you know the 4-digit local, please enter it now. If you require please hold. You will be transferred shortly. And if you're like me, you have an Android.
MTZ, Bertie.
Why, is Captain Gillis there, really?
No, this is MCC. Captain Gillis is over, I think, at 444 at the moment.
Okay, it's the search and rescue. How's that calling in?
Yes, sir.
We're just wondering what call sign of the aircraft would be. Or what that airframe he's taking.
40.
40?
Yeah. When he's regular training, he goes Viper 40, so if I guess he's going out on a mission, maybe
rescue, 40.
Rescue or... At 40.
So the airframe is 40. Okay.
So I should hear from him shortly anyway. He said he had just a quick fix maybe.
Yeah, well, he called us directly and said he had a little leak that they figured they could fix up in 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, he said he just had a matter of tightening up and then even last time it happened, Dan was going out to do an engine run and check it out.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get us back.
So, but if everything checks out good, is he going to get a tasking?
I believe it's looking that way, yes.
That way?
Yeah.
Make them happy anyway. I'm flying.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 36 minutes, 2 seconds.
RCP McCormick.
Yes, Corporal Vardy, please.
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, it's KC from the Rescue Center. I need a little information to pass to my crew. What was the person wearing?
The person was wearing black snow pants, a black and gray checkered jacket, snow jacket. He had red goggles.
Black and gray. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to keep this.
Okay.
Black and gray jacket?
Yeah, checkered. Like a checkered jacket.
Okay, that's fine.
And he had red snow goggles.
Okay.
And
now, do you have any survival equipment?
Not that we're aware of.
Okay, no flares or flashlights?
No, no.
How long has he been missing?
He went missing on Sunday night.
So 2 days?
Yep.
Okay, what are his survival skills like?
Well, he is a part of the Canadian, the Junior Rangers, right? So they've gone off and done some survival skills.
So what do they assess as, what are they, I mean, there's obviously some rangers there. What do they assess as survival skills? That good, medium, poor?
I would assume, I'm thinking poor.
Okay.
If I had to...
You're going to go with poor?
I'm going to go with poor.
Okay. Any cabins or anything?
There's a small shelter there.
Has anybody checked it?
Did anybody check the small shelter? Yeah.
So it's already been checked?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a cabin. It's like a fallen down...
Yeah, yeah, but if somebody's already checked it,
yeah.
It's unlikely that... Now, the snowmobile, was it... Did it just run out of gas?
We don't know. We don't know.
Is anybody on scene with the snowmobile?
Nobody's on scene. We can't get to it because it's broken ice there.
Okay.
The ice is broken up to the snowmobile and we can't get out to it.
Okay. All right, so the snowmobile is at position that was given?
Yes.
Okay, and that's...
Or pretty close to it, right?
That's 5509.26 north, 05902.41 west.
No, it's 55091.5.8.
Okay.
And 59022.4.4.
Okay. Okay then. All right, and that's right up by Cape Strawberry. So what we intend to do, we're hoping to hear back from them shortly, but we'll be tasking them to do basically from the edge of Wild Bight, around Cape Strawberry, Ford Bight, all the way down to Mekovic.
Okay.
Is there something else that you had in mind where you'd like them to be?
That would be about it. That would be the main area.
It's probably, as I said earlier, only going to be one bag of gas because we don't have flight crew issues.
Yep.
Okay?
All right.
All right, we'll be in touch shortly.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 39 minutes. 42 seconds.
No, the person that was on got off.
Hi, Jack Atlantic Watch Officer.
Hey, I talked to AOC, it's KC at RCC, and they said they're tasking us that he's on the way.
Yeah, I just seen it come through.
And also, we're tasking 444 to go up and search for that 14-year-old boy up in Mekovic.
Yeah, I got that as well.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 54 minutes, 49 seconds.
RC Rescue, bonjour.
Good day, it's Daniel from 424, how are you?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Kristen, we're just doing a turnover right now, are you serviceable?
I will be towing right now, we'll be doing the ground run in probably with the next 5 or 10.
Okay, can we maybe get you to knock that out while we finish our turnover, and then he'll be all set to brief you?
Perfect.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
That's it. I'm back.
January 31st, 2012, 21 hours, 54 minutes, 49 seconds.
Sea Rescue, bonjour.
Today it's Camille from 424, how are you?
January 31st, 2012, 22 hours, 23 minutes, 42 seconds.
Be transferred shortly. Up to 50% for heat or laser. Run your business.
No name, TJ Bertie.
Hi, it's Alfax Search Master Call.
Sir.
Just wondering if you got our fax.
Got your fax and send it over to Captain Gillis and he should be on the way back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Bye.
Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 22 hours, 28 minutes, 31 seconds.
Hershey P. Mekovic.
Hi, it's Captain McDowell calling from the Rescue Center in Halifax. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good. Is this Corporal Verdi?
Yes, it is.
Yep. My name's Kristen, and I have a few questions for you. We did a shift change here, and I'm the air coordinator taking over for the night. The Griffin out of Goose Bay is just getting ready to go there now. And a couple questions I had about the incident location where you found the snowmobile, was it clear where the tracks led out to that point?
What happened is the tracks led into a large open crack in the ice.
Yeah.
And that crack was open water for about, I'd say, 60 feet probably. And then beyond that was another 400 or 500 feet of just new ice.
Yes.
So initial thoughts were that he had gone into the open ice. Besides that, we just kept on checking around the area to see if there's anything, and we couldn't see anything.
Okay. So I guess my question was, the tracks that led up to where the snowmobile was found, was it up through the fjords, Blight, or was it across land?
Fjords, Blight.
So
it's leaving from Mackovic, leaving out from Mackovic, going out across Fjords, Blight, and up towards Strawberry.
So he followed right up around the point, and then up by Cape Strawberry's where it looks like it broke through.
Yeah.
Okay.
It never broke through. I don't know. It seems to me like he's either stuck, the machine is stuck, or it's up against some ice or something, like ice ridge ice or something, right?
Okay, so was there any indication that there might have been tracks following back? Like, if he had tried to walk out, he probably would have followed his snowmobile track back so he wasn't breaking through the snow.
No, there's no indication of any tracks back from when we checked.
Okay.
We can't get beyond the crack.
Yeah.
So that's about a kilometer from the crack, or a kilometer or better than a kilometer, from the crack out to where the snowmobile is.
Is the snowmobile still there?
Yep, still on the ice.
Okay, so what will get them to go to that position first and then start working backwards?
Yeah.
Do you have any reason to think he might have continued on out, like, further north?
We had no reason to think he had gone there in the first place.
Yeah.
But what we're thinking is maybe that the snowmobile looks like it's heading in towards the land. The only logical thing we could think is either to follow the tracks back or head towards the land.
Okay. What's the weather been since he, has it snowed?
I'd say we've got about 8 inches of snow, 6-8 inches of snow on the ground.
Since the incident.
Yep.
Okay. So the snowmobile's pointing back in towards
The snowmobile's pointing towards Cape Strawberry right now.
Cape Strawberry, okay. So what I'm going to do is send them there first. Of course, they're going to be on night vision goggles. So they'll do the best they can do.
Yep.
It's probably not rational to think he would have tried climbing up to that first point at the top of Cape Strawberry. It's 1,225 feet up.
Yep.
And there looks like a main road he would have had to cross by
there's
that.
There's no road there. There's absolutely no roads.
No roads.
No main roads, no roads. There's none.
Okay. So
that area there, they got the town of Mackovic, which is in there,
yeah.
Down to the southwest there.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the town of Mackovic. There's roads in the town. That's it.
So he would have been following his tracks back then.
He would have been following either his tracks back or into the land, because there's all open, a lot of open water there in that area.
Following the shoreline.
And probably heading to the land and following the shoreline.
Would it be quicker for him to cut across to, by, like, instead of coming back through Fjords, Blight, to go over to the bay?
Yeah, it would have been a lot quicker for him. And that's the way his tracks left. His tracks left from around
Mackovic Bay.
Just north of Mackovic. You got Big Island there?
Yes, I see Big Island.
Okay, so from between Big Island and that Rapids land there.
Yep.
So Rapids, looks like Rapids. From that area, track has gone from there across Mackovic Bay, out beyond the point there of Fjords, Blight.
Yep.
And then gone on out to Strawberry, Cape Strawberry.
Okay. Okay, so that's his initial track, and then it looks like he was turned around and headed back into Cape Strawberry.
Yeah. Now, that's what it looks like. His snowmobile may have been turned around by the ice itself, because the ice is all broken up with there.
Okay.
So the ice itself may have turned the snowmobile. There's no indication that he turned it or the ice has turned itself with the currents and
okay,
the
tide. What's your intentions for tomorrow for a search?
Well, right now it's a very difficult area. We can't really get out to the snowmobile by foot. We got searchers on the ground there now, just below Cape Strawberry.
So there's ground sardines out there?
Yeah, right there now, and they're actually heading on the way back.
Okay, so there'll be no one there throughout the night?
No.
Okay, what are they working for frequency so our guys don't get them confused?
122.8 is the frequency of the two military guys that are there now.
How many people is on scene, the ground, sir?
Right now there's nine.
Nine POB. And how are they making their way back to Snowmobile?
They'll walk back so far, and then they'll get Snowmobile back to the community.
Okay, do you know where the rendezvous point is?
Right now, they are pretty much, let me see here, I don't have coordinates for them. You notice on the map there is a 1225?
Yes.
Okay, if you go directly west of that, there's like a cove, a small cove there.
Yep.
Okay, they're in close to that area there now.
Okay. Very good. And right. The boy had no medical condition?
No, none that we know of.
Okay. Very good. I'll give you a sit rep probably in a couple of hours. Are you on duty throughout the evening?
I'll be sticking around. You got no worries.
Okay, very good. And call me. You got my direct line?
So you? No, I don't actually. That would be great because I was going to close.
And if you get, you might get confused by this. The guy who just went off shift was Captain McDonald.
Yeah.
KC was his first name. And I'm Captain McDonald. My first name's Kristen.
Okay, so you're Kristen, he's KC.
Yes, and I'm just coming on duty now.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll give you a sit rep within a couple hours. If you don't hear from me in, I guess, by 7 over there now.
It's 6:30 here now. 6:36.
Okay.
We're on Nova Scotia time.
Yep. If you don't hear from me by 8:30, you call me back for a sit rep.
Okay.
Right on, thanks.
Do you say they're on, are they in the area now, or are they...
No, they're in Goose Bay. They're just the aircraft was on serviceable, and they're just finishing their ground runs. They're ready to get briefed and walk out to take off.
Okay.
So they'll probably be an hour 45 minutes before they're on scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 22 hours 30 minutes 26. Seconds.
Gillis, you have the air assistant.
Good day, it's Gillis Report. We just got the aircraft visible, and we got your badge on the tasking.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a problem. I just have to make sure the wing commander is briefed and gives us the okay, but I don't see any problems there. He knows something's coming through.
Okay.
The chaos and all that stuff been done?
Actually, I don't know. Kristen just took over for KC.
Okay.
He actually wants to talk to you. He'll call you right back.
Okay. Do you want the number? Is CSN available there?
CSN? You know, that's a good question. I don't think we do.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my desk number here. 709.
Uh-huh.
896.
896.
6900.
Uh-huh.
Extension 7591.
7591.
As CSN is 555.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone, thanks.
All right.
Cheers.
Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 22 hours, 36 minutes, 34 seconds.
Hello,
Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, it's Kristen. Is this your cell phone?
Yeah, it's my BlackBerry.
BlackBerry?
Yes.
Is there another phone where I can get you on speaker with you and the team lead?
Yeah, you can do it up here. I'll just have to give him a call up here. If you want to get back, give us... Give 2 minutes.
Okay.
And 709.
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
January 31st, 2012, 22 hours, 48 minutes, 8 seconds.
Air Sea Rescue.
Hey, Kristen, it's Dan.
Hey, Dan.
The team lead here with me, too.
Right on. Who's your team lead tonight?
Have you left the plane?
Hey, Les, how you doing? Wes or Les?
Wes.
Wes, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I just spoke with Corporal Vardy up in Makovic, and I just want to give you the latest that I got from him before you guys go.
Okay.
Do you have a VNC in front of you?
Been 1 second. We were looking at the map not too long ago.
Okay.
So we just put it away.
Break it out and gather around.
No worries. So we have 1 and 2 50s.
That's no problem. So the area that we're focusing is from Makovic northeast up to Cape Strawberry. Are you familiar with the area?
I've flown over once, and I have it on the map here.
Okay. So 2 days ago, this kid, I'll give you right the background story. 14-year-old boy. He left Makovic, and he headed northeast. Out the bay is where his tracks went.
Okay.
Past Big Island, on out the bay, towards Cape Strawberry.
Okay.
Looked like he was headed towards out towards Strawberry Island. At that point, it looks like the machine either got stuck or broke through the ice, and that's where they found the incident position that's on your tasking message is where they found the snowmobile. It's still sitting on the ice right now.
Okay.
You know, not even a quarter of a mile off Cape Strawberry.
Okay.
So the machine's pointed back towards land, and it's unclear whether the ice turned it around. It looks like they're not able to get out there at all, ground star, and walk around because it's all open. So it's unclear whether it got turned around by the ice or whether he was turned around, pointed back in, heading back in. And it's also unclear whether he fell through the ice or whether he get off the machine and started walking back. So, according to the RCMP, the shortest route for him would have been following his tracks back through Makovic Bay towards Big Island.
Okay.
However, if he thought the ice was unsafe, he may have come down the eastern shore of Ford's Bight.
Okay.
And walked that shoreline. Now, you see the on Cape Strawberry, the elevation's pretty good there, 1225.
Yeah.
I don't think it's reasonable to think he would have climbed that hill.
I don't either, and it's pretty rocky, gnarly terrain that way.
Yeah. Now, what he was wearing was a black and gray jacket, red goggles, so presumably snow gear. We have no description on his pants,
okay,
what color they were. We do know that his family reported that he had zero survival skills.
Okay.
Like no training or anything like that, and he doesn't have any medical history. The ground star team is up there now, and they're working their way back out to a rendezvous point to get on their sleds and head back in. They're done for the night. If they're still there, you'll get them on frequency 122.8.
122.8?
Yeah, and there's 9 people in that party.
Okay.
So, if you can get a HF phone patch, if we're lucky this time, if you spot somebody, call, and I'll try to find out, you know, whether it could possibly be that ground party or whether it's your subject that you're looking for. But the best thing to do is try to get them on comms,
yep,
right away and get their position. If you look at the highest point on Cape Strawberry, 1225,
yep,
and come almost due west, maybe just a little bit northwest, you'll see a little bit of a inlet.
Okay, yep.
On the land. That's the ground star's rendezvous point to get on their sleds and head back in.
Okay.
So you might expect to see them right around that area.
Okay, well, I've seen there and coming across the ice.
Yeah. I know KC laid out a tasking area for you on your message.
Yep.
We're going to change that up a little bit.
Okay.
I want you to go to the incident position.
Okay.
And I want you to take a 1 mile radius around that point.
Okay.
As far as land goes, like say Cape Strawberry would be, if you went due east of the incident position and start like an arc 1 mile right around that position right back till you're pointing west.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're doing the upper half of a circle.
Yeah, no problem.
Once you're done that, do a real good shore search or shore crawl in around Cape Strawberry.
Okay.
and work your way down towards Bight.
Okay.
The whole way down along the shore until you get back towards Makiavik, and work your way back up the other shoreline and cover off the whole fjord. The fjord's only, it's only 0.9 of a mile wide.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't look like it's that long.
Yeah. And so your main focus is that arc around the incident position.
Yep.
Back down the shoreline. They think because of the open water, he probably would have stayed on the edge of the shoreline. And I don't think you need to even concentrate on, you know, with your limited gas, don't even go up on that point looking around the land.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense that he would have tried climbing up there. He would have walked the path of least resistance. That's what we'll start with anyway. Get the high probability area. If you have enough gas left, go back to the incident position.
Yeah.
And take a track crawl from there back down Makiavik Bay towards Big Island and right back into the town.
Okay.
Presumably, you know, if he would have tried walking his track back out. Now, they tell me it's snowed 8 inches since the incident.
Okay.
So you probably won't pick up his track.
Yeah.
And, of course, now there's enough snowmobiles up there with ground tar that it might, you know, what you see might actually be ground tar tracks.
Okay, yeah.
So, any questions on what I want you to do?
No, that's pretty clear there. Just to let you know, we were night flying tonight, but our FE came in at about 10 or so.
Yeah.
So our crew day will start running out around 1, although I don't think this will take us that long, or we'll just do that little bit of extension.
So you're about 120 miles away.
So yeah, we're about an hour and a quarter away.
Is there any place you can fuel in that area?
Yeah, Makiavik itself. So what our plan is to go up, we'll do the search, and then we'll refuel at Makiavik.
Do I need to do anything for you there?
No, we have the name. I'll give you the number, just in case we need you to give them a heads up because they'll be home. It's his home number, and the area code is... And that's the gentleman that works for Woodworth.
Do you have his name?
I just one second. I'm going to just grab that. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be TX, and actually, we'll probably just finish this up as a TX. Have more RTV back here for the night. There's the airport up there is not secure. There's
no problem.
One hangar.
No problem. If you can, it'd be nice if you could get 2 bags of gas out before you run out of crew day. But you say you're an hour and a half up.
Yeah, probably be there close to it.
So you'll only be able to have what a half an hour, 45 minutes search before you have to refuel.
Yeah. The other option is if you want us to go to ground now, we can give you a full day tomorrow.
No, I'd like to get a bit of a night search in.
Okay, no
and,
worries.
Then we'll reassess after that. So why don't you go do your search, give me a call from Makiavik, and when you're refueling.
Okay. Do you know if they have Coast Guard comms up there for the phone patch, or are we just...
You just stand by 1 second. I'm not sure if Labrador is seasonal, so...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure either. We'll try HF. There's also no cell phone comms up there, but once they're on the ground getting fuel, we'll be able to do it for you.
Yep. Yeah, I know there is a tower right in that area. You should have no problem with the comms as long as they're open.
Okay.
We'll confirm that and call you right back in a minute. Troy, would you mind calling see if Labrador is open?
It is.
Okay, yeah, it's confirmed, Dan. They're good
okay.
to go.
Thank you, Channel 2.
Yeah, do a phone patch through Labrador MCTS.
Right on.
And, Channel 16, they'll hear you, no problem.
Right on. And Woodworth.
Uh-huh. Okay, that sounds good. Team Lead, do you have any questions for me?
No.
I'm going to note that. It's the first time a team lead's ever declined questions after the brief.
Okay. Hey, make sure you get it right.
Okay, you guys fly safe tonight, and Dan, I have a little disclaimer for you.
Yep.
I know you already signed it, but in the opinion of yourself, are the crew capability sufficient to complete this mission as briefed?
Yep.
And the unit commander understands that at any time a condition situation is encountered that exceeds the unit or crew capabilities, the mission shall be aborted.
Yes.
Right on, guys. Like I say, it's 2 days since the incident. The machine was found late this afternoon. And just only go with what you feel is a reasonable risk.
No worries. I'm also the only AC up here, so if after we get back, it'll be 12 hours before we can do anything.
Right on. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Right on. We'll make sure you get a message when we get airborne.
Okay, safely.
Anyway, bye.
January 31st, 2012, 22 hours, 57 minutes, 30 seconds.
Marine Rescue South Center.
Good evening, sir. It's RCC Halifax calling.
Yeah.
We've got a Griffin Rescue 442, I believe, going up to look after that fellow. Young fellow who had the snowmobile out.
Yeah.
Labrador radio is open right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to, we were 99.9% sure of it. Just wanted to make sure that they're open and running and everything.
No problem.
He'll probably be talking to them.
All right then.
Okay, sir. Have a good one.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
January 31st, 2012, 23 hours, 7 minutes. 37 seconds.
Yes, sir, good evening.
Hello, Labrador Radio. It's JRCC Halifax calling.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Just want to let you know there's a Griffin helicopter hidden out of Goose Bay, Rescue 440.
440?
Yeah, he's heading up towards Mokovic.
Okay.
They got a search for a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah, I understand what that one is.
Skidoo up there.
Sure, yeah, no problem.
He'll probably be coming at you on 16, and we'd probably be wanting to do a phone patch every now and then to get updates from him.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Take care. Your name?
And Donnie.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Yeah, all right.
Bye now.
January 31st. 2012, 23 hours, 28 minutes, 4 seconds.
Welcome to Five Wing Goose Bay. For service in English, please press 1. If you know the 4-digit local, please hold. You will be transferred shortly.
Evening, MCC, Berthy.
Hi, it's Halifax Interest for calling.
Sir.
Just wondering if Rescue 440 departed yet.
No, he hasn't departed yet. I was handing him there a little while ago, and he was getting ready to go then.
Okay.
But I haven't got an off time yet, sir.
Okay, once you get an off time, you let us know.
Will do.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
January 31st, 2012. 23 hours, 36 minutes, 14 seconds.
Your rescue buzzer.
Hi, it's Captain Muddler with AOC. You have 30 seconds for an update on Maccabee?
Sure do. We have passed 44.
44? Yep.
444. Well, 440 is the tail number, I guess is what I was trying to.
Oh, was it?
Trying to get out.
Okay.
They're tasked. They're not airborne yet, but I expect them to be up in a few minutes. They're going to head up to Maccabee, and they'll probably only be able to give us about 30 to 45 minutes on scene, come back and refuel, and by the time they get back, they'll be out of crew day.
Refuel where?
Pardon?
Where are they going to refuel?
Maccabee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the transit time to the from Maccabee, or from Goose to Maccabee?
About an hour.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Maybe an hour and a half.
Okay.
Depends on the winds, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 120 kilometers from the incident position, or 120 miles from the incident position.
They are now at Goose, eh?
Yeah, that's how far Goose is back.
Okay.
So they'll go to where the snowmobile is located, beat up the area, and hit the high probability areas with the 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have enough time to go back out after the refuel for a quick search, they will. And if not, they're going to be out of crew day at 5 Zulu. And then they'll be going to crew rest. And the intentions for Corporal Vardy, the incident commander of the RCMP, is to send the ground star team back out tomorrow. And they'll probably be able to put out their own resources tomorrow as the weather is going to be VFR.
Okay. Okay, sounds
so
good.
I expect after they get back from this, they'll be released, and we won't be asked for any more support.
You don't think they'll refuel and head out there again?
Well, if they think they get enough crew day left, they'll try it. I hope they can.
Okay.
But if the winds are real strong going back up, going up to Mackinac, it's going to...
Yeah. And the search object is a 16-year-old?
14-year-old. They found the snowmobile where he was at. You got to call an emergency line there. Got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
Rescue 40, just got airborne at 2337.
2337?
Four souls on board, 1 hour en route.
Okay, very good, sir.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
January 31st, 2012, 23 hours, 38 minutes, 27 seconds.
Rescue control.
Sir, John calls from MCC and Goose.
Yes.
Rescue 40, just got airborne at 2337.
2337?
Four souls on board, 1 hour en route.
Okay, very good, sir.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
January 31st, 2012, 23 hours, 38 minutes, 27 seconds.
Rescue control.
Sir, John calls from MCC and Goose.
Yes.
Rescue 40, just got airborne at 2337.
January 31st, 2012, 23 hours, 38 minutes. 51 seconds.
Air Ops, Captain Ludlow.
Yeah, it's Kristen at RCC. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
That was 444. They just went airborne.
Oh, they're airborne now?
Yep.
2339, okay.
So, anyway, you can feel free. I'll send out an email once I know more, briefing everybody on what the plan is and what they've accomplished.
Yeah, no, that's good. We're going to do a handover here in Canada Command. Got a little high vis because of the screw-up back east there with the Hercs and stuff. So, not screw-up, but, the Hercs being down.
Yeah.
The response time and stuff. But,
yeah.
Usually the way things go at Canada Command.
Oh, understood.
Yeah. What was I going to say? You don't think they'd want to send the Cormorant up?
No, the OIC has already directed that Cormorant will not go up with the Herc unserviceable.
We have we got just Trenton's Herc, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
This isn't our primary, we're ARC, humanitarian, so.
Yeah, I understand, okay.
So anyway, we'll assist them tonight because they can't do a night search and we do have the capability, but tomorrow I suspect they're going to put their own resources back up and we'll be off the hook.
Very good. Thanks for help.
No problem. Call back anytime.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
January 31st, 2012, 23 hours, 46 minutes, 21 seconds.
Okay, rescue, bonjour.
Hey, this is Max Fenn.
Yep.
Rescue 40 would like to let you know that they're opening watch.
Okay.
Their ETA is 1 hour from last known location, known position, and they're requesting traffic.
No traffic.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.